Okay, folks, I'd like everyone to take your seat. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so now that we have attendance of all of our board members, purposely I delayed item 3, which is election of a chair and vice chair, to give an opportunity for all of our board members to participate in this process. So I'll start with no expression of interest from our vice chair, and you know, what's, if you'd like to continue, or if you're, you know, open to changes, you know, it's, and then I'll give you my expression of interest, and then certainly we'll then let our rest of our colleagues, you know, deliberate this. So, Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. Well, I can only say I have been very privileged to serve as a vice chair. I feel that the support and focus that I brought to the chair's work and in collaborating with all of my fellow board members, I hope that I have carried this position to represent particular areas that we're interested in, and taking on roles as liaison of the for environmental justice issues and human right to water is something that I've been able to take the time and help to keep the board informed, and that's something that I hope I can continue to do as vice chair. Regardless, I would continue to do it. So if there is interest from others in taking on the role of vice chair, of course, that's up to the board. But I am interested in continuing my role. Thank you.
In my case as chair, I have been labeled in the past by one of my colleagues as the Energizer Bunny. You know, my batteries are still fully charged, to use that electronic analogy, and, you know, certainly would be willing to, you know, continue the position to assist, you know, in this role. You know, reflection is that in some time, John, and I'll use on first name base here, or EO says, "Boy, it never ends." You know, we work on certain things, and then all of a sudden, a catastrophe like Montecito takes place, and it totally wipes out everything that you planned on the agenda. That becomes your main focus, and you know, and you get fast-paced text messages with updates, and you know, having to make very quick decisions. So. And I'm certainly willing to continue should the rest of my colleague, you know, will give that consideration. So having said that, I think that it's appropriate to let the rest of our colleagues here, you know, comment or give suggestions and inputs.
I would like to put the nomination forward for board chair for Jean-Pierre Wolf. I feel he's done an incredible job and has devoted many more hours than any of you might guess, and has, I think, well represented the board and has dealt with issues, controversy and conflicting areas of our work with balance and always an open ear. And I respect that and feel that he's done a very good job and would like to support him.
Johnson?
Just a question, Mr. Chair. Are you entertaining nominations at this point, or are you looking for comments from board members before you do so?
I think perhaps it's healthy to hear comments first, you know.
Okay.
I think it's part of a good communication, and, you know, we still can keep Dr. Hunter's, you know, motion, but certainly comments, absolutely.
Okay, I have a comment if it's...
Please do.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I am neither interested in the position of chair nor of vice chair. But I think it is appropriate to hear if anyone else has interest before we start in the process. Second, I will say that I think any of us... I don't even think it's necessary to say to anyone considering it the amount of work involved, and I for one recognize and respect the work that and the tremendous time commitment that Dr. Hunter and particularly Dr. Wolf have put into the work of this board. It has been really above and beyond in their tenure here. You know, I would like to hear if anyone else is interested, but I have to say that, you know, I think you have both in terms of the time and energy that you've put in and the leadership you've provided, that you've done exceptional work.
So I don't have any interest at this point. Thank you for prompting me, Michael. It does require a lot of time, and I'm grateful that both Monica and Jean-Pierre have risen to the challenge and have, you know, performed, I think, very well in their capacities, both of them, especially Jean-Pierre. I think we're fortunate that he lives so close, you know, to the Water Board office and has a flexible schedule that he can participate in so many things as he has. I can tell you that I cannot do that. I don't know if anyone else of us could do that. And so I think there's a benefit there. And I think they both do really good work for us and represent us, I think, perfectly. But, you know, having said that, you know, Karina and Bruce and Jane, you know, at some point, if any other board member, you know, wants to be considered for some role, I mean, it's, we should, you know, have that discussion when you feel that's appropriate. So, you know, there's not a, they don't have a lock on it, but I think that they have the key, and we'd have to kind of pry the key away from them, and if someone had an interest, you know, we would talk about it and consider it. So I'm happy with the way things are right now, very happy.
My first comment is to second Monica's motion. And I agree with everything Michael said, and Jeff said it well too. They serve each other. You two play well with each other as far as covering the bases, and it's just great. And I'm especially happy that Jeff was able to do such a good job mentoring you so that you're able to do so well. Thank you, Jeff.
I didn't do any mentoring.
It take full credit.
Exactly.
I did a beautiful job. It was just beautiful.
The best job ever.
Yeah. The best mentoring ever.
You know, he told me, he said, you know, Jean-Pierre, if you take the chairmanship, I want you to make the Central Coast region great again.
Started it.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
So I will second Monica's nomination, and I'm I'm also interested at some point in time to take on a leadership role. If this is not my year to do that, I'm certainly happy to not do that and to continue to support the leadership team that we have. You know, I'm very happy with the leadership we have. And I want to second, you know, what my colleagues have said about Jean-Pierre and just his proximity and his ability to be nimble and mobilize at a moment's notice is tremendous. Yeah, I'm interested when my time comes.
Karina?
I'm going to echo much of the same sort of sentiments and just really speak out in appreciation of the work and effort that you put into the board. But also, I think people mentioned mentorship, but just to really affirm that, you know, there's a lot of us here from diverse backgrounds, and the water world is definitely new to me, and it still feels like it's a language from a different planet. But I have appreciated the investment from both of you to sort of check in with me. And the continuity, I think, is very important and significant with the kind of work that we do, where we can work on issues for a number of months or years. So I definitely value the length and the time and the commitment that you have put into these roles. But I do think, you know, having those conversations about who's next to potentially take the helm, because I do think that there's a lot of leadership development opportunities that occur in the various roles. But I'm again willing to continue to support, you know, both of your leadership.
Bruce.
Yes, having heard what Jane said, I guess I'm always surprised because of the work that it requires that someone is willing to do it. And watching Jane, you know, when she said what she said, I thought, oh, wow, she would be great. So maybe this coming year, maybe this year ahead of us, maybe with that in mind, you know, Jane gets whatever mentoring is available, because I think she would do well. Thanks.
Yeah, and one thing that, you know, this last year we started, and John and I have had multiple conversation on that, is to draw in board members' areas, geographic areas, for example, in their more intimate knowledge to help address various issues coming to the board. In the example, last year of environmental justice, and there'll be updates tomorrow associated with Ms. Kennedy activity in Santa Barbara County, where in this particular area, for example, Jane, and I'll use us on a first name basis in this particular conversation, you know, Jane has been very helpful bringing her knowledge and the network of that she has well established in Santa Barbara to help identify and open some of the doors for us. You know, the same can be said with, you know, Jeff on certain issue, the same with Mike. You know, we have had discussions also on the phone with you, Bruce. So I think it's important to be able to leverage, you know, everybody's in abilities and also, you know, your more intimate knowledge of the local geography, because the same as once in a while we point to Sacramento saying, I mean, Sacramento makes the decision, but how do they know what's going on, you know, in our region? You know, on a smaller scale, the same apply to us, that not all decisions need to come from Aero Vista Road, that the input needs to come from, you know, all of us here at the dais. So I want to keep supporting and promoting that. So
I have a motion and a second. Was it just for Monica? It was for the chair.
For the chair.
So yeah. I guess we need a call. We need a vote.
So any further comment before bringing this to a vote? So we had a did we have a second?
Yeah, there's a second.
Okay.
There's two All
right.
seconds.
So
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. Well, 2 seconds, that makes 4 seconds. roll call, please.
For clarification, is this just for the chairman or is this for
just
both?
The chair.
And that was first by Dr. Hunter and seconded by Mr. Delgado, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Mr. Johnston?
Aye.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Thank you.
All motion, Vice Chair, be Monica Hunter? Dr. Monica Hunter?
I'll second that.
And if she has a new hairdo, I like it. I just wasn't sure if it was new.
Well, thank you know, Bruce. I think Bruce, she looked at our hairdo and
said she went the other direction.
You know, maybe instead of having all white, you know, put a little.
I don't know that we should be commenting.
Thank you,
Jean-Pierre. Thank you. It just occurred to me,
yes.
Not publicly.
I appreciate that point. Thank you.
Nice tie, Jeff.
I've had my fingers burned numerous times.
You're probably right. It was all meant to be in camaraderie. So
we can never make it sound the way we want it to sound or turn
that's
out
true.
The way we want it to turn out.
I appreciate that you prevented me from getting carried away.
Okay. It's going to be a hashtag in a little bit. So we'll
be, I like your hairdo, Jeff.
Okay, so back to the task at hand. We had a motion from Bruce.
A second from me.
At a second, any further comment? Start to the.
I just want to say thank you, Monica. You conduct yourself well in all that you do, and I appreciate the ability to watch you work and. Just want to say thanks for all you've done.
I see her.
I have a comment.
Sure.
I also wanted to, of course, offer my full support behind Dr. Hunter. And I do want to see you serve in the role of chair in the very near future, if that's at all possible. And, you know, this is as much strategic as anything else because I do believe in, you know, having the vice chair shuffle over to the chair position as well. But you really sort of embody women in leadership in both the negatives and the positives, right? Having to be commented on. New styles, but I do appreciate all that you bring and your knowledge on all the various issues that we cover as a board.
And so I will comment in that vein. I think it's important to have women in leadership roles. We're not completely gender balanced on this board. I do respect all of my male colleagues. That's not to say I don't, but, you know, optics are a part of what we do as well. And so it would be good to see you ascend into that role. Not that we don't love you, Jean-Pierre. but I do think it's important to have mentoring and leadership roles that are shared equally. So, and I appreciate all that you do. So thank you.
Thank you. And I would just cap off your comments to women in leadership to say that it was very, very important to see the two of you coming on the board. When I joined the board, and for many years after, I was the only female on the board and the only Latina on the board. So, you know, we're seeing diversity in many ways, and I think we've gained from that experience and perspectives, and I thank the governor for making it a priority.
I have one other issue. I think, you know, when I was appointed, I did also ask what the staff breakdown was in terms of our local regional water quality control board staff and, you know, different, you know, membership. And I think it's important to have a gender balanced staff as well. That provides perspective and on issues that we tackle. So, and I think we have done generally well. It's about 43% or something, at least when I arrived. Year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I don't know where that's gone, but we're always good at making progress. So
closer to 50-50.
That's
where
good.
It's moving.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's at 50-50, but it's moving closer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we had a first, we had a second, additional comments. Roll call, please.
I just wanted to weigh in. I like your hair, Monica.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Aye.
Mr. Johnston?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
You know, I think there's a bit of a double standard here that somehow
a
woman
too.
Can comment on another woman's hair and it's acceptable and men cannot, but besides...
Just stepping deeper in it, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, I like your hair too.
Okay.
But
so what's your vote,
Jeff?
Yes. My vote is yes.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you for the vote, and I will leave any further comments on hairstyle to the public comment period, perhaps, outside of these, you know, more serious assignments. But again, thank you for your vote of confidence, and I will not let you down. That's a promise, and I will continue my regular communication with all of you outside of these regular board meetings. And Monica, thank you also for continuing providing assistance in the role. Right, thank you very much.